Right, so, Andy, do you want to do the intro for this one?
Hello, Tiddly Pip, and welcome to our wonderful podcast.
No, you don't speak like that. Go more Teesside.
Hey, mate, want to listen to our podcast like?
No, you don't sound like that either. Be serious.
If you don't look at our podcast, I will find you, and I will kill you.
Oh, man, I'm just going to do it myself.
Warning, the following conversations are probably not going to be good for younger listeners. Some people may find some topics offensive, but if that's the case, you probably don't want to listen to these three wankers anyway. Go find something less interesting.
Hello again. You came back. It's episode 2. How exciting. We're excited. Hope you are. This, of course, is the Same Genus, Different Species, the podcast that looks at life's weird and wonderful dilemmas, its wacky and wild confessions, and asks us all, what would we do in this position? Our panel of non-experts consists of Andy. Yes, that's right, that dickhead's back. Emily, she's here too. She might be lost, who knows? And of course, there's me, EB, the graveyard goth in the middle with the willow.
Welcome back, everyone. How's everyone since the first one went down?
Still alive.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Simply just want to say to everyone out there, thank you so much for the emails, correspondence, things we received. It's generally been quite positive, and I've not been abused as much as I thought I would have been.
Yet.
Just by used to, I think.
On a daily.
Wow.
Well, I have just called you a dickhead.
Where the fuck's that come from, Em? Like, we were friends last week.
Yeah, well, to be fair, you've always been a dickhead. But you're a good one.
You know what the hardest thing about this is? I can't disagree with her. Well, everyone tells me I'm a dickhead, but a good dickhead to have.
You are a good dickhead.
I don't know how that makes sense, but...
Yeah, you're like kind of like the dickhead in your life, that would, you know. And insult you, but it's on the best interest.
It's because I care. If I don't insult you, go get fucked. I think it's because I'm a broken child. I'm seeking therapy, don't worry about me.
By the way, sorry if you can hear lots of motion in my microphone. It's just my Starbucks.
What other companies are available, Emily T?
That wasn't the ad, that wasn't a promotion.
Yeah, I got kicked out and sent to Starbucks. And so this is the thing. So we've had an argument about this, haven't we, already? So I've, off the back of the last pod where you were talking about not paying and going halves and things like that on dates.
Jesus Christ.
So I've just done a thing and I thought, I'm hosting. We're back in, you know, the living room. Casa de la Pod, right? And I thought, I'll just be nice. To be fair, we've just watched a goth eat a cheese and onion bake.
Can you picture a goth eating a cheese and onion toastie?
And then after she stopped, she went, my lips are greasy.
Ruining my black lipstick.
Yeah, very interesting sort of thing. So basically, we had this argument, me and Emily T, because I thought, I'll be generally nice, I'll be a good host, I've jumped in the car, I've took the dog with me, she had a puppuccino, everything was fine. But there's a big drama now because apparently, Emily T needs to pay for this, and because I'm not letting her, it means she has to go down on me and give me favours or something.
That's not what was discussed. Let's just clarify. Not at all.
Explain the theory behind it then.
Because I hear people paying for me. So I was just trying to give you some money, and you're like, no, it's a favour, it's my treat, blah, blah, blah. I hate that. I hate people paying for me, because I feel like I owe them something.
But off the back of last week, this does not mean you have to go pigeon necking.
And I didn't say I was going to, thank you very much.
That's fine, it's fine. I haven't bought you that drink and all your other little treats you had, right?
You're emphasising.
I'm not trying to name and shame you, right? I haven't bought you all of them to get something out. I just thought I'd generally be a nice person. I think this has got something to do with you're so used to guys treating you to get stuff out of you. Welcome to a real man.
Oh my God, that's fucking brutal.
I'm definitely not a real man. If you see me, I'm half a boy. I'm like 5'9". My best days are well behind me. Yeah, don't put that on the jigsaw.
I've already had stern words from Andy's wife not to put things on her jigsaw board.
She's sat too close for my comfort. She's going to know that straw's been there.
My God. Right,
this is, we said this when we walked in today. It's classic when ADHD meets OCD.
Meets so, a tad of autism on the side.
So this pod, we are meeting all spectrums and everyone is welcome.
And I'm the ADHD, if that wasn't clear.
I think that that was probably clear. And the fact that you just you jumped in to say that, I think that sort of demonstrate.
The ADHD is just spunked right out of her throat.
The ADHD urge to over-explain yourself is definitely real.
Oh, God. So, that leads me on to icks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. I thought it'd be a good idea to bring icks up because I feel like it's just a massive thing. Like, at the moment, like you see so many TikTok videos on, like, what is classed as, like, an actual ick, and then what is people taking too far where it's, like, classed as, like, a petty ick.
Okay.
So I feel like we can discuss them and categorise them and think, like, what do we, is it just, are they just being petty or are they generally something you can get icked over?
I'm interested in this one as a guy because I'm sure back in the day in the 1912s or whatever, I know I'm showing my age here, right? But a lot of things, like, in your marriages and stuff, icks were everywhere. Now it seems to be that you just throw a relationship away because someone's got the strangest ick.
Don't, because dating is like that these days. As soon as someone does something, you're thinking, no, ick, right, that's it, I'm not talking to this person anymore.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, and I think that's due to, like, today's problem with dating. Like, it's not like old-fashioned days where you would just get to love someone for the way they are. It's like, nowadays, you've got all these things that you have to, like, Emily's a fucking ick right now. Got a fucking mic between her teeth.
For the first time? Double entendre there?
They make a good shelf. I thought I would make use of it so that I could still use my laptop at the same time.
There's a shelf and there's a fucking wall bracket.
I think this is a wall bracket.
So some of the icks that I thought I would bring up are, I've seen this TikTok video, and don't get me wrong, I think I probably would find this as Nick myself. There's a guy and he is on holiday with his girlfriend. So they've obviously, you know, they've spent a fair bit on this holiday because they've got a nice swim-up pool and all this, a swim-up bar and all this. He heads over to the pool bar, gets them some little drinks, then decides to return to the sunbeds via pool with the drinks in hand. Although I don't think he estimated how deep the pool was on the way back to the sunbeds.
Okay.
So now he's like balancing on his tiptoes with these drinks in his hand and his fucking head and his chin's going under. And he's just fucking, you know, trying to fight for his life whilst trying to keep these drinks above board. Honestly, absolute ick situation going on there.
Do you have an opinion on this, Emily B? As a woman and as, well, a guy in a relationship as well.
So this guy, right, he's gone and got a drink and he's bobbing his way back to the
sunbeds.
Please tell me he was called Bob.
I really hope he is called Bob. That would be brilliant. Bob's just bobbing on. Yeah. I don't see where the ick comes from, to be honest, because from my point of view, I feel like this guy, he's gone to the bar to get drinks, he's in a pool. I really don't understand how he could manage to walk back to the other side of the pool and not bob his way there.
Because why wouldn't you pick to get out of the pool and just walk with the drinks?
So this is my thing, right? So the guy, I'm just assuming here, right? And don't shout at me because everyone can pay their own way. We've had this argument already. Say he's went, you know, I work hard all year. I'm going to treat my lady to a nice flash holiday. He's went, you know what? I'm going to go through the bar, the tunes are on, like, and I'm just going to do this nice little strut. I don't think he's doing it for her, but I think he's just feeling himself a bit. He's enjoying it. And she's went, oh, thanks for the holiday. Oh my God, everything's amazing. I can put Instagram photos on for other guys, not for you, clearly. And then literally she's looked at him and just went, get me the fuck back home. Get me on an aeroplane. We are done.
He is bouncing on his tiptoes in the pool.
I mean, if anyone does that, right, and they can afford to take me on holiday and you want to bob along for me, I'll take it. I'll take a 2-week vacation for you to look around like you've got a broken neck. Like, I'm all good for it. So is she ending the relationship on that?
I mean, she didn't actually specify, but she said that this is an ick. This is a full-on ick. Are we classing that as a petty ick or are we classing that as
I think that's a bit petty.
I think it's petty.
I'm also probably going to class it as petty.
Okay.
Yeah. I honestly don't think that there's anything wrong. He's in a pool. Come on.
Okay. Next ick. baby voices in relationships. Now, oh, please. This, to me, is a full-on actual ick. I don't feel like why you need to talk to your, like, specific... What is it called? Specific... What are you...
One's an ocean. One you put a boat on.
Uh-huh.
One, I don't know what the fucking other one was.
Right, significant other, why do you have to talk to them as if they're a fucking baby? It's just fucking like, bleh. Don't, just don't.
I think you kind of get lost in the relationships, don't you? And you end up not being a version of yourself, I guess. But to be fair, I'd like to think if I did that, I'd get called out on it. I don't think it would suit my character.
I feel like that's how I would talk to my dog, not a fucking boyfriend or a girlfriend.
To be fair, I do talk to my dog that way. Like, she's laid here now and I'm like, oh, Chi-Chi. Tails wagging, like she loves it. But yeah, if I was just doing it to, you know, Margaret 67 off Tinder, then
yeah. Oh, does baby want a little back rub? Like, absolutely not.
You've been in a relationship where that's happened?
Oh, don't.
We're all waiting for it.
Yeah, I have been in them situations where, like, my ex, he used to be like, it's kind of like a keep you sweet. He knows he's gonna tell me something that I'm not gonna like. Oh, he's gonna. I don't know. Just in order to keep me on side, like, keep me on board, like, do you let me go out tonight? Like, or, like, I don't know why you need to ask permission for that, by the way. But, like, you know, like, stuff like that. Or, like, I'm just going to go out with the lads to the pub. Okay, I'm like, why are you talking like that? Just go.
Yeah, just ask.
Get out my sight.
Yeah, so, I think if a guy's doing that, yeah, it's a bit icky. Unless you've kind of got that jokey relationship where you know it winds that person up, but you know it's a joke. But if he's doing it because he's generally awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's about, I don't think I'd do that. Probably exes all over the county now screaming, going, you fucking did that last Tuesday.
So, are we classing that as a petty ick or an actual ick?
I'm going to let our bisexual woman in the middle decide this.
It depends on what context for me. I sometimes do this, like, if somebody's ill, like, oh, poor baby.
Okay.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that, I don't think is too bad. If you, the one that you're talking about, like, is it all right if I go out with the lads tonight? You know, like, that's sort of, like, that's weird. And I'd say that's a weird thing.
I don't think she put that accent on it, though. Where was she from there?
He wasn't a Cockney.
He might have been a Cockney. I don't know. I think it might be, if they're talking like that all the time, then yeah, I'm going to go full ick.
Right.
If it's something that's just, like, a little bit of, like, oh, my poor baby, you're not very well, then maybe that would be, like, a petty one. So it's kind of, I think it's context dependent.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think if it's too much.
Yeah, not over the top.
Moving on to our final ick. Okay, so Andy's giving me daggers right now because I feel like he knows.
I know something's coming and it's not me. So whenever it's not me, I'm not happy.
Ordering a steak, anything over medium.
Why did you instantly look at me and know that was me?
Because I've been out with you before and you've ordered a well-done steak.
I just apologise for the wife, you knew about it. What's wrong with ordering a well-done steak?
I just feel like it makes you like... Okay, not my words, by the way. It's what I've seen on TikTok. And apparently the girl stresses that it makes them culturally unaware.
I'm from Teesside. I'm pretty culturally unaware. We've got one hill we climb up every year and call it a mountain. It's a national landmark. I'm pretty uncultured. My voice sounds like it's from the sewer. I get it. But I guess we just know what we like just because we're not having blood pulsing through it. Like,
yeah, I feel like it's a case of like when you go to a restaurant and someone like a lad's like, oh, I'll have a rare. Like, why is that any different to someone going, I'll have a well done? Like, really, how is that any... Why is it any different? Does it make them more of a man because they've got a rare steak?
There's something, knuckle-dragger in this, isn't there? All prehistoric stuff going on.
Ah, caveman vibes, because they used to eat everything raw, didn't they? Did they?
Well, they would have done before they discovered fire.
Man discovers fire.
Sorry.
Wow. What comes from me... So, there's a joke in this, by the way, and I went for a choke on a cookie, so...
Yeah, it's me eating again.
up until the age of 12, I wouldn't put meat in my mouth, right? Right. But that was because, yeah, I didn't trust my mum's cooking, right? But
got to clarify, Bob.
I think as I've got older and you start to have burgers as kids and things like that, like,
yeah,
the thought of blood going through would have probably turned me full vegetarian. But I think I've just always stuck with that. But I feel so attacked right now. I feel so vulnerable. I'd be interested to know anyone out there, right, their opinion on this. Like, has anyone ever broke up with anyone because of an order? Or, like, what chance have us men got? Seriously? Can you imagine? Does everything for charity. He picks up my grandma. He's helped her through cancer. Oh, my best friend loves him. He's the funniest guy ever. Fucking what? He didn't have cheeseburger. Fucking get rid of him. Like,
the audacity.
I know, this is the thing. Like, obviously, you'll have seen, everyone will have seen those videos on the internet, like, where it's like they talk about icks and then someone saves them.
Yeah.
It's like 5,000 of them.
The ick list. Oh, I love that, yeah. Lad.
The guy with the list.
Yes, that's the one.
Don't know if that's on there. Yeah. What's your thoughts then?
So, here's my thoughts. Are we still talking about food? Because honestly, I will just elevate that situation.
You've got a cookie sat on your lap.
I used to have my steaks well done.
That's a euphemism, isn't it?
So I have been there. I have been the one that used to order a well-done steak. Don't get me wrong. However, now, and you know what, right?
I feel like you've gone to church on a Sunday, got baptised, and all of a sudden, the fucking blood of the steak ran down my face.
Literally, I used to be that person who used to order a well-done steak. Recently, though, I feel like I suffer with a massive, like, choking issue. Where it's a bit more juicy, right?
Oh.
So when I'm ordering a medium rare steak in a restaurant, don't get me wrong, I do feel a little bougie because I think, yeah, that's me. I can order a medium rare steak.
Right, okay. The next time I have a well-done steak now, I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm going to be worried about fucking choking on my meat. Thanks for that. We just don't have a chance as males then, do we?
It's the thing, though. I feel like I'm very weird with how I ick about things. Like, something could be very actually icky, and I'd probably be like, oh, that's normal, that's fine. But then something could be, like, so petty, and I'm like, oh, that's an absolute ick, and people are thinking, oh, why are you icking over that? Like, you know what I mean? Probably be a very petty ick, let's be honest.
Well, moving forward, we obviously want people to send their icks in, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. Please, on Instagram, X, to the email, send your icks. I want to know how petty we can get them.
So, following from the icks section, I thought of another section we could try. We're British. Everybody loves a good rant, don't they? MB, play that jingle.
You have such big watermelon. Do they hurt your back? Are they heavy?
Get it off your tits.
So this section, as you can tell, is called Get It Off Your Tits. I'm sorry there's a guy living with that. Okay, so I'm going to start with mine. Sun's finally come out in England. We're starting to have a little bit of a summer. So that means straight away, everyone has to get their kid off, right? As a guy, I should be happy. The problem being is I'm sick of seeing girls walking around like an advert for fucking Canada with a moose's hooves hanging out, right? I've started to nickname something. I've actually called them storyteller pants, as you can see what the lips are saying. As a guy, right, I'm all for, like, body confidence. What's fucking me off? Everyone's walking around with these yoga pants, right?
Oh, don't, because that really annoys me too. Why do people feel the need to wear gym stuff as, like, casual wear?
So this is not just me?
No.
Oh, okay. I was worried about saying this one. Because one, I could hear all the guys going, what's the matter with you, man? Just have a look at it. But I could also hear women going, you can't shame us. We can do what we... And I get the whole...
Yeah.
I want women to be confident. I want women to sort of feel good about themselves. This is not about it. Just a section on your body that, for me, just like mine, if I walk around with a fucking, like, a TARDIS, tiny TARDIS, right? Bobbing along like that guy in the pool, okay? Then women are going to go, ain't too much, you're hanging around kids or what. But literally walk down the park now, seeing a little coin purse.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'm all for, like, you know, I love gym outfits. Like, don't get me wrong, you can get some real nice ones. But why do you feel like you need to wear that shopping around Primark? Like, can't you just fucking go to the gym in it and then get out of it when you're, like, home from the gym? Why do you feel the need to go and do, like, your weekly shop in it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a confidence thing, it's an arrogance. Like you say, I'm so happy that people are confident and feeling good that they can wear it. And I think I'm all for it. I'm all for it. But just leave your coin purses at home. And just something to the imagination.
That's true. That is true.
From a goth that covers herself up. Well, apart from the chest area.
Well, yeah.
Goblins are always hanging out.
Okay, I get my boobs out a lot. I'm using them currently as a shelf, which is really actually quite handy. They lets me use my laptop.
And because she's so pale, it actually looks like Casper's got a twin.
Yep, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I don't tend to wear a lot of things that like show off my body as such.
Bottom half.
Yeah, like
the top half's pretty self-explanatory.
That's why I'm looking left.
The top half's pretty nice, but the rest of me, I don't feel so great. So I don't really want that showing off to everybody, to be honest.
But in that, right, I heard Emily there say, like, top half's pretty nice, right? Could be seen as an arrogant. I know Emily, obviously, had her anxiety. But for her to come out and go, I'm actually quite confident. I love that.
Yeah.
I love all that. And if these clothes are making women feel better about themselves, it's fine. I just think there's a line where, well, I can see the line.
Surely that can't be comfortable. I get that people might want to wear like tight leggings and stuff because it might be comfortable for them, but surely it's going past that, isn't it? If you're pulling it all the way up so that you've got like a front wedgie.
Then and a back one, have you seen it?
A front and a back wedgie.
Yeah.
Then it's not going to be comfortable, is it? And if you're pulling it that far up that you've got a front wedgie, are you even wearing knickers? It's another debate, isn't it?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Are they even wearing knickers?
I've been walking with the wife and then we walked around, she went, and she's not even wearing the right knickers for that. And I'm going, I didn't even notice. Like, males just don't think this thing, where women have obviously picked out the interior, the exterior, everything. I'm just like, it's blue and it moves. Like, we're very simple creatures, aren't we? But yeah, I'm getting down a rabbit hole here, but someone's rabbit hole. But
rabbit hole of rabbit holes.
But generally, that is my sort of annoyance this week. I've just seen way too much of it. What is your thing? Get off your tits. They are some big tits.
Take it away, Emily.
You've got a lot of frustration looking at them.
Man, it's not about items of clothing, man. Mine was, I was at the doctor's earlier on this week, right? I was sat in the waiting room and this guy had his phone on, obviously. And his phone started ringing and then he answered it. But instead of just talking normally, he put it on speakerphone.
No.
Oh, like a dumb jolly. Hello, I'm on a phone.
I hate that.
If you're in public, right? Don't put your phone on speakerphone. And it's not even that much as well that there's somebody else talking into the phone. The problem is the person on the other side that you can just hear them like coming out of the speaker.
You know what I like about this? Out of people that tell me when I send them either a voice note or have me on loudspeaker and stuff, not an option because I just come out with anything. And the anxiety that creates for that person.
Yeah, I feel like if I saw you calling me and I had like my mum in the car, I wouldn't connect my phone to my car speaker because I wouldn't know what you'd come up with.
Yeah, because I've got like social awkwardness. So I think everything in my brain says, say something funny, they'll love you more. And then I'll answer the phone, you'd be sat there with your mum and I'd be like, thanks for last night, Emily. Like that. And something like dodgy would come out, wouldn't it? And then you'd be like, I don't know how to explain that shit's in my life.
Mum, this is Andy.
I think everyone sort of says that with a sigh as well.
This is Andy.
To be fair, you did that at the start.
I know.
Oh, this is dickheads back.
Dickheads back again.
Oh.
And speaking of dickheads, right? So.
Wow, that was personal, wasn't it?
Not you. I think it's time that we move into the arsehole of the week, shall we?
You suck.
Right. So this is one that I found over on Reddit. Would I be an asshole for messaging my husband's best friend, pretending to be him, to see their reaction?
I need some more.
Yeah, I need some more here.
Yeah. So, my husband has this best friend from college, and I've never had any issues with her until our wedding month.
Oh, go.
When my maid of honor heard her snapping at another friend of hers, saying that she has him where she wants him. When said friend teased her that he was the one that got away. I told my husband about it, but he denied anything had ever happened. He was very calm when he said it, almost too calm. I have no proof, and I trusted him. until I used his phone while he was driving and mine had died. I looked at his messages and he had no text with her, but I know for a fact that they text every day.
No.
I didn't say anything, but I saw her name pop up last night when we were sitting together. When I checked his phone, he had no messages, so he's deleting them. I need proof of something for my own sanity, so my question is, would I be the arsehole if I was the one texting her, acting like it was my husband, to see how she replies?
Girl, do it. Do it. Oh my God. I want to know. I want to know.
So,
I'm sitting back on that. I'm watching Emily T. She's about to jump at this phone here that you've just read
off. Oh my God. So, yes, fucking girl, do it. That's exactly what I would do. 100%. I want to know what they're talking about. I need a follow-up on this. So she got a follow-up?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to need a follow-up.
There is a follow-up on this, right?
I want to know all the tea.
So I actually read the follow-up to this. She posted two updates.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Couldn't you just read the rest of it? It's just like a long story at this point. I need to know it all.
First off, what do you think of that scenario?
She's absolutely well within her rights. I think she should just go for it because you know what? She'll probably find out something that she knew was there. She knew it was coming.
Body senses are tingling, yeah, I think, for a reason.
Yeah. I think the fact that her maid of honour heard the friend talking about having him where she wants him has kind of put that distrust into her. So she feels like it's justified now.
I feel like if he knew that, do you think he knew how she feels about the situation?
I think he's completely oblivious at the minute as to what's going on.
Unless she's not said anything to him, though, to state how uncomfortable it makes her feel, then he's probably going to just keep on going the way he is. But if he does then not separate himself from that girl after she's expressed her opinions and her feelings on the matter, then, yeah, he's an absolute arsehole.
Do you want to know what happened next?
Yes, please. Go.
Go.
So, next, what happened was she messaged this girl, pretending to be him. Immediately, the response that she got back was very flirty. And this girl alluded to some things that had happened between them.
Oh, my God.
Confronts the husband, who still denies it, of course.
Oh, no, isn't he,
of course. And then the next update that we've got is, I'm now divorcing my husband.
Yes, girl. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
A final update was that they're getting divorced because she now has proof on his phone after going through his deleted messages.
Yes.
That he has in fact been having an affair with his so-called best friend from college.
The fact that she knew that they were messaging and then every time she went on his phone, there was no messages from her. That's just a big red flag because you know that they've been talking. So you would find last messages there from them, wouldn't you? Not to go on and not find a message is more sneaky than finding text messages from girls, I think. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I delete messages and stuff, but my OCD kicks in, so I just delete everything. But
I keep everything. And you know why I also keep things is because I like to go back to it. I like to have my receipts in order.
But that's because you've got a brain like a sieve. Like things just fall
that
out.
That is true.
That is your safety.
I have to go back to a text and like, oh, shit, did I say that?
I like the brain game of coming through, deleting something, and someone goes, haha, I enjoyed that.
Love it.
Arsehole. Love it.
Arsehole.
Unanimous that he is the one that's the arsehole.
Our first unanimous arsehole.
Yeah. What's trending?
Okay.
So, have yous seen this video on TikTok and on Instagram of this girl that's absolutely went out of her way to construct this mastermind plan to get this man's number?
Oh, I think I've seen this.
This is a stalker woman.
Yes, stalker woman.
Listen to this.
I saw this really cute guy at the grocery store the other day, so naturally I followed him to the checkout counter, and when he gave the cashier his credit card, I peeped it to see what his name was. And then I Googled him, and found his social media profiles, and I was able to tell that he was single. So I went through his friends list and I found his mother's page. And then I looked through his mother's page and I saw that she was a member of this book club that's in my area. So I sent a request to join the book club. So I went to the book club meeting and I met his mom there, and we bonded over some books that we both liked. And she just thought I was so nice. And I brought it up randomly in conversation that I was single. And she let me know that she had a son that was single also that lived in the area. And maybe it would be cool for us to get together and chat sometime. So I gave her my number, which she gave to her son. And this morning he texted me and asked if I'd like to get together this weekend and do something. So I guess we're going to go on a date.
So how clever is that?
Clever?
Oh, no, but it is though, isn't it?
You've got to give her credit. It is a mental fucking case.
I mean, slight baby reindeer syndrome going on, let's not lie.
Yeah, we've just had a massive thing across the world of baby reindeer, and then you're saying that's clever?
No, right. This is very different. If she was successful...
So this is only creepy if she gets what she wants?
No.
No.
I don't know. It just screams out to me that she peeped at the card, basically, and got his name, then added him on social media, then stalked his friend list, found his mum. Found that she was part of a book club, thought, yeah, I'm going to go and join that book club.
So, is this really bad that I'm slightly turned on by this?
Would you not be flattered that someone's put this much attention into getting to know you?
I would be freaked to hell out, to be honest. I had a guy, right, switch this round, right? So I had a guy in when I was in college who used to follow me, he used to stalk me, right? I didn't know about it, right, until years later.
Good one, then.
Apparently, used to sit and watch me at lunchtime, talking with my friends and stuff.
Wasn't the dinner nanny, was it?
No.
But that was their job. They had to stand next to you.
No. This was college. We didn't have dinner nannies in college.
Oh, I don't know. I'm showing my age again.
Right, that's a bit different.
I feel like this is not a podcast. This is a police help cry. What?
You've definitely experienced baby reindeer in that case. This, though, if, like, for example, if she did all that and then got to know him and then he was like, oh, sorry, I'm actually seeing someone, or his mum had told at the book club, or he's actually got a girlfriend, then would she have left book club and just called it a day and ended it there and then and that was done?
No chance. This woman was on a mission and whoever he was dating was a trash can.
I feel like if she'd ended it there and then it's probably fine. If he didn't have a girlfriend, though, and then they did get together, and then years down the line, they'd get married and have children, and then one day she says, you know what, you know how we actually got together, and then told him, I don't think he'd be creeped out at that point.
I'd be creeped out.
He's done this before.
Don't get me wrong, she could have just went out to the car park and just been like, hey, can I have your number? I think you're good looking.
What happens when the relationship does not work? I mean, she's going to put the pressure on. This woman is going to go full dramatics, and I'm still a little bit turned on. What's that say about me?
Yeah, I'd definitely say that's serial killer vibes. She's screaming crazy at the minute to me.
But that is my trending story, and I will put the video up on Instagram so everyone can give it a watch. I know you've already heard it, but if you want to re-watch it, get a point of view on there.
So I think it's creepy. You think it's okay because
if she would have quit, then yeah, it would have probably been fine. I don't feel like anyone got hurt in the matter.
It's creepy as fuck.
Thank you. But it's quite hot though, isn't it?
Maybe.
Break the stigma.
All right, so we're going to get into that part of the podcast where we're going to get a little bit more serious now. So we're going to break some stigmas. As I'm sure that many of you are well aware, June is Pride Month, so we've just had that. And today what we're going to do, we're just going to have a little talk about our experiences with sexuality and some of the stigma that we have around it. Obviously, the whole premise of this podcast, we've got our heterosexual male and female and then the bisexual in the middle. So I just wanted to bring up something about Pride Month just to get us all together, celebrate our diversities a little bit and make people feel a little bit less self-conscious about it. Because in the world today, we still have, unfortunately, we still have homophobia, we still have problems with stigmas around things that aren't seen as the norm, I guess. I don't know how to phrase that. But
I mean, we're all not normal, are we?
That is true. Nobody here is normal. Yeah, we're just there. A few things about experiences, about coming out, and some comments and things that were made, and that kind of thing.
But here's the thing. So, as a guy, that I'm not bothered if people are gay, lesbian, bisexual, whatever people's preferences are, so be it. But because I've always had that kind of issue in my head of what's the drama, the question I've always wanted to ask, forgive my ignorance on it all, but I've never got the issue of why you have to feel you have to come out. Because, like, I don't be like, I have to walk around and go, hey, everyone, I'm straight, just to let you know I'm not part of this bracket or this bracket or whatever. I don't get why that's such a, like, it seems like a burden on everyone's chest. And I think you've had this situation yourself. So I don't know if you want to just educate me a bit on this, because, hey, I don't know.
Yeah. So I think that the feeling is when you're looking at everybody else and all of the world is sort of in this what's normal kind of thing, the norm for people that they expect of you is they expect you to be straight. And that's when you're not, you kind of have this sort of fear inside you that they're gonna judge you and that they're going to dislike you and that they're gonna lose their respect for you if they find that out. So you kind of feel the need to build this courage up inside of you to be able to say it in the hopes that they don't change their opinion of you. And I found that very difficult. So I used to date a woman, and when I was getting with this woman, I had to obviously then come out to my parents, and that was a very traumatic kind of thing for me. And they didn't react well to it. And yeah, there was a lot of shouting and screaming and crying and kicking off that went on. And
like, in a way that you were broken or something? Like, different?
Yeah, I guess so. And then even after all of that, when things kind of settled down a little bit and they were like, right, well, fine, whatever. Even after that, it was like, I still couldn't be like a normal relationship with my girlfriend at the time. It was like, yeah, that's fine. I don't want to witness it. So they were like, they didn't want to see that happen. Didn't want to see us being like a couple.
Ah, okay. So you do what you need to do, but don't bring into this door vibe.
Yeah, sort of thing.
Old school, isn't it?
It tends to be the older generation, I think. I think that they are just stuck in their ways and like, they're the people that tend to frown more on this like subject, aren't they, really? Like, we're in 2024. I feel like most minds are adapted to the way of thinking these days, and most people are open with it. You do get the odd person that is, again, whether it's been filtered into them from their parents, and like, it's just the way that their ignorant like minds are set.
Like a talk, like racism's kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... odd, isn't it?
If your parents disagree with it, you can't, it's kind of like pushed into you, isn't it, really? But if you're like open-minded, like most people these days can speak their own minds, they're all like got their opinions on things, and I feel like most people are open with and totally accepting of like the LGBTQ+. Now, like, it to me, if someone came out to me and said, oh, I'm gay, I'm a lesbian, I'm bi, I'm this, I'm that, like, I'm just, all right, okay, you're you do you, that's absolutely fine. Like, it doesn't faze me. There's no facial change on my face at all when someone comes out to me. I'm just like, okay, like that, I expect that, because that's just today's society, modern world that we live in.
I guess probably when you told me, finally confirmed that to myself, and I was probably like, nice one, what, the dinner?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, exactly. I've never had that.
Like, I'm a mother, I've got a child. If he grew up and he was, well, if he grew up, I'd... When he grows up, he comes to me and he's like, Mom, I've got something to tell you. I'm gay. I'm like, okay. Can you bring your washing down, please? Like, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. Because at the same time, as much as he's probably built it up in him to probably tell me, he probably maybe want more of a reaction out of me. He probably, I don't know which way I would tackle it, because I feel like he'd maybe want a reaction out of me. But at the same time, I feel like it'd make him feel comfortable that I wasn't so bothered by it. So if I was just like, oh, okay, right, what time are we going to the shops? Like, away, come on. Like, do you think he'd be thinking, I've just told you I'm gay? Like, come on, like, I need you to say something.
Nah.
I think that's what would worry me as well. I think that, do you know that? No one, they've held it in and they couldn't tell you and they didn't know, they needed the perfect chance. Like, they couldn't tell me straight away. I'd hate to think that they'd had that analysation in the head where they were losing sleep over it. Like, I don't think I'd want to create that environment, but I don't think I would, 100%. I don't think I would. I mean, it's all on TV now, isn't it? I think back in the day, like, Brokeback Mountain came out, it was kind of like this pioneer thing, wasn't it? Like, two male actors playing gay characters. There was a lot of, like, press, but then it won a lot of awards, didn't it? And it kind of, that kind of broke the stigma back then for Hollywood. But in terms of a stigma, it's a good one, Em. I know I make jokes towards you and stuff like that, but
you called me a greedy bitch.
I called you a greedy bitch last episode, didn't I? But yeah. But I'm just glad we've got that relationship where you can sort of relax and tell me those stuff around me. And
Yeah.
What I would like is people to get in touch with people that are, like, going through transitions as well. I'd like to see, like, their side of their story, you know, delve a little bit deeper into this, because I'm actually really interested. I don't know a lot about the whole community, if I'm honest.
Oh, this is the thing with me. I care for people naturally deep down, blessing and a curse, but yeah, there's like an ignorance because I just kind of go through my life every day, but there's these struggles going on that I don't know about.
Yeah, please get in touch if you've got a story.
So it's coming to the end of the podcast, but we all look forward to confessions and our deepest, darkest secret. Dumbling. So yeah, let's play the jingle and let's get this on.
It is time for your deepest, darkest secret. Let me in if you dare.
Right, he's knuckled in. I have three confessions for you this week. Yeah? That light. I'm gonna build up. Okay. I will keep this anon. That's what it's part called. Keep it anon. Specifically asked. Specifically. But oh my god, I've gone back to the ocean.
It's me.
I'm mocking you, and oh, it's catching. We need to end this podcast. I'm turning into you.
Specifically.
Right. Okay. So confession one. During COVID, I delayed getting a swab due to the fear that I might gag and I'd be judged by the person doing the swabbing. Someone has had a genuine fear of getting a swab to find out if they needed a test because they might put it in their mouth and go, "Arrgh." Or if they didn't, they would think they were quite a natural for putting stuff down their throat.
That's, yeah.
How did yous take the, how did yous take the swabs? Three at a time?
I've actually got a really handy tip, actually, and not to bark.
Oh my god, this is better
here
than
we
the confession.
Here we
no,
go.
So you know what? This is not used in any other aspect apart from when I brush my teeth. Let's just clarify that. Apparently, and it does actually work, is if you hold your thumb, like, you know, you cup your thumb like that whilst you're like brushing your teeth, it stops. It I don't know if it's because you're focused on something else. Your gag reflex is completely go. It's amazing for cleaning the tongue.
We just look and judge her. So, if you're in a menage a trois, you're holding two thumbs? Are you? Is it one thumb a time? What's? I need to know more to
brush
this.
Brush with one hand, hold the thumb with the other.
Okay. Got any problems gagging, Emily?
I'll just say I tried your tip, and it didn't really work.
Can I just say she's looking at Emily T and she's not looking at mine? Emily B hasn't tried my tip and gagged. That's never happened.
Don't just gag on the tip anyway.
Experienced. Okay.
All on the thumb. It's all on the thumb.
It's all on the thumb. There we go.
I don't have a very good gag reflex, to be honest.
To be fair, I don't. Like, I'm terrible. But if I'm brushing my teeth, right, I'd have been horrendous if I was pleasing a boy. Right? Because it's literally to the point it passes the teeth and it's... We've joked about this before, haven't we? Remember those old school toys? That's what I sound like.
The guy that didgeridoo.
Yeah. Anyway, quickly, confession two. Right, confession two time. So, whilst working for a well-known company, my boss the right bully. I had the last laugh as I stirred their drinks with my wood. And have signed it off. Hope you like the oat milk.
Oh my
God. Whoever sent that in, thank you.
I love it.
So literally, yeah, they've had the last laugh. They've wanged it. Looks, I'm guessing their tea. Putting oat milk in it. Their own oat milk.
Is that not burned?
Yeah, it'll be unburned.
Do you not have third degree burns on his dippy doo now?
He's what?
His dippy doo.
Dippity doo da, dippity dee. Put it in my mouth and watch Emily spray. So... Sorry. So yeah, I think we need more. Can you please write in again and find out if you did actually blister your end? We're back to that toffee crisp reference again, aren't we?
Oh, but in a totally different context.
Cock's gonna look like Braille. It's gonna be for brown people, isn't
it? Be like Anakin Skywalker.
Right, last confession, last bit of the pod. Are we ready? Okay. I once dated a girl whose mum was really religious. They looked after the local tabernacle. Her mother hated me, but before breaking up with said girl, I gave her daughter my sermon on the altar during a midnight stay and sent her mum the video.
Sermon or semen?
I'm guessing that's the play of words that they've...
Oh. In the house of God?
In the house of God.
Being watched by God.
He's made her see God.
Did he burn?
Yeah, well, I think that was the one before, wasn't it? The cup of tea. I think he burned.
Could be you burnt.
Yeah, so there's a guy that got revenge on the man for not liking him. And he's got old daughter all over the altar.
Wow.
To be fair, I'd totally do that.
I feel like that's kind of like...
Hang on. Before we go down this rabbit hole again, this is the second pod.
It's a nice setting.
The graveyard last week wasn't.
Yes, now she wants to make it inside the church.
Okay, right. Gothic architecture. It's brilliant, isn't it? I love churches.
Stay away from churches.
Jesus Christ. Where's Emily? She's somewhere near a church.
If you have a wedding or a funeral, please do not invite Emily B, because I think she might end up doing something she shouldn't.
Right. I like the aesthetic of a church. I think it's lovely.
You like the ass aesthetic, yeah?
Okay, if you don't know me, I'm extremely not religious.
Aren't you technically wrong by the Bible?
Yeah, technically by the Bible, I should burn in hell. So I might as well go down in flames, mightn't I?
Oh, love that. Love that for you.
Yeah, God hates me, but the devil wants to throw me a party. That's what
I've
just got.
The devil will worship me. not the other way around.
The devil's hosting an Ann Summers party here, isn't he, for you?
Oh, that would be so fun.
I'm staying silent. I want to know what comes out here.
Devil wants you, but the Antichrist wants me.
The Antichrist?
Yeah.
The best one I've ever seen. A preacher at Goth Weekend at Whitby. Right. I don't know why he decided that was the good place to go. But yeah, he got really ganged up on by a bunch of goths. It was brilliant. Yeah.
How do you think? What do you think he'd have to say about you doing it in a church?
Or a graveyard.
Or a graveyard?
Oh, God.
I think God's watching and having a tug.
I think God sees all. I think he's a pervert, to be fair. He probably watches a lot of people.
Oh my God, we're ending this pod and I'm going to lose sleep tonight knowing that I'm on fucking God's Pornhub.
I think you are, yeah. I think you definitely are on God's Pornhub.
Misshapen head fuckwits. Whoa. That's the section I'm going for this week.
It's like that scene in it on Bruce Almighty when he makes all of his prayers go onto the emails and stuff. That could be what God's got. He's got like a computer set up. He's got a Pornhub page for everyone in the world that's doing it.
My God.
Do you imagine that?
I'm so invested now.
You think he gets bored of seeing people's clunges in pants?
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't like the gym wear either.
I mean, he's seeing more than the gym wear, isn't he? He's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's getting it ill in HD.
I mean... Second pod in, we've already alienated God. Anyone religious, this not gonna go well.
We've come full circle as well. We've gone back to the
come full circle. Right?
I think that went well.
So But yeah. So before we go, is there no confessions from the rest of us?
No, not this week.
Nothing. Nothing dodgy? Nothing dodgy going on at all?
Please send in all your confessions to Instagram, email, and X, because we need more discussions next time.
What's the email, Emily T? Look at the blank face.
Pass the book, Arthur.
I'm not sure. I'm the book. I'm not helping you.
Oh, it's, I don't know. Oh, actually, it's same genius at outlook.com.
Yay! It's
ADHD can be cured, people. Amazing. But yeah, honestly, love doing that. Love seeing yous. And a third one, do you think?
Yeah, why not? We'll be back next month in August, my birthday month. We're going to make it a birthday episode, I think, just to celebrate your queen.
Yeah. I mean, my birthday is 5th of July, but don't worry about it. Let's just skip over that. That's fine. Boys don't matter. That's okay. We want our flowers too.
God.
Yeah, but let's just... Yeah, fuck us off. Don't worry.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Yeah.
Let's just sign off with that. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, dear. See you next time.
See you next time. Bye.